born an expert in finding troubled situations. And I even make them bigger to have more time to lose them afterwards. Let's speak about yesterday. I took the train in Berlin, and he stopped for 100 minutes in the beautiful valley of the Lahbe, because another train blocked the road. Okay. Then in the restaurant I met a high politician of the Green Party. I know him very well. Well, I introduced him and I spoke about the goal of this journey. I nearly said Prague, but I corrected myself, said Brno. And informed him a little bit about the politics of the past and the lacks of the present. And we agreed that he will get the things I will have in the papers here. Then in Prague, I left the train on the wrong station, on Holovice. My handy didn't work. It was gloomy, no lights. I was alone with some Ukraine-speaking people and asked myself what to do, because I didn't find any solution for this. And so I asked some people, and then at least I had 30 seconds to convince a young girl to show me the way to main station Prague, and perhaps to get a loudspeaker to announce myself being a new inhabitant of the Czech Republic for this morning. Well, we came, and at this moment, a good old friend of mine appeared. No, I don't mean people from here, I mean Mr. Accident. Mr. Accident is a very important person. I run into this lady and
Michelle.
And the other friendly person in between thousands of people along Prague. It was a miracle. And that's why I'm here today and speaking about the trouble of yesterday. Well, Unsafe at Any Speed. This was the title of my little speech here, Unsafe at Any Step. This was a sentence delivered in 1965 from Ralph Nader. He was a journalist speaking about a German Volkswagen coming to America. And he said, this is a vehicle unsafe at any speed, and spoke about the old design. The other day, watching TV, you know this ancient system, I followed an insect running over the water. It was not really new, but it was daily news about nature. Even so, the water runner was very quick, but he was carried by the surface tense of this element. He need no skills to swim. Looking backwards without anger, I realized this physical law, in certain respect, indeed my existence running over troubled water of time and society. First on to be noted, speed, surprise, and avoiding to be an easy prey. In the last century, I would have prepared and gave you a hint to bind your necktie, but this time with a white shirt, only open one knot, and never a napkin on your chair, or belongs to the table. This was very important at that time. This in mind, I throw away 30% of my written down manuscript and present myself as a traveler in time. We will spend this time together. We means you and me as a person today, including different persons from yesterday and myself. Starting 1963 with a desk for children in Westdeutscher Rundfunk, it was empty, some lost titles, and how and why me at this desk. I never forgot my own child inside, against rules of society and everlasting demand and provocation, but necessary as 10 fingers for a piano player. I left school early without any certification. I was a freelancer with newspaper, 3 years contract as a trainee, 1 year less in regarding my work, 8 years in several newspapers, WDR, 5 years children program, a special job, and followed as head of department, including children. Why am I here today? Which specification was needed this to happen? What was a moment of an inciting incident? There were, and difficult enough, many of them. They waited, but I had to run after them. And so we'll go nearer to the Situation Room Prague since 1965, with first crucial meeting the personnel in Venice 1963, as mentioned before. We will speak about a little bit about political economy world last century, East-West, visible dangers and chances. The start of a new, perhaps better age. Special critical in this battlefield, television and communication, keywords, education and indoctrination on both sides. Education was a strong meaning in Germany, and ideology more on the Czech side. Censorship west by audience, if you get now, you are out. East by improvement from hidden powers. Extremely important was in the beginning a national legitimation that you can do children's program on your own screen before you go in other cities or in other countries. You must have a reputation. Special in Prague, the unique chance in combining experienced people, artists, craftsmen, actors, and open-minded administration people of these two different worlds, television and film. And I have to inform you that WDR and TV stations could not make a special contract with Barrandov alone, because Barrandov was named as a private company, even if it wasn't, and then you have to pay taxes in addition to the budget. If you make a contract to television at that time, no taxes in addition, and this is no money you get from other people, it is budget. And so you must always go the way through television, which was not so easy. Then television has stronger rules in society control than film. That's very clear at that time. But for me, more important was my bookshelf. I very early was interested, well, in new culture appearing, American background, American authors, French authors, film, and not only the repeat of the history of the 19th and 18th century in school. You must understand, we had old teachers. I was in the gymnasium, in the high school, starting 1947. 47 means no young teachers, no young ladies as teacher, I mean. you had people married only once, washing their shirts, not in a machine, having three neckties for all the lifetime, and not really interested in us as young people. They reproduced their knowledge of the past. well, this is a general opinion. It's not well in every direction, but this was the general thing that I was confronted, coming from a poor family. My father was a radio soldier in Norway, in uniform. My mother alone, she was a lady who made up the hair. I hardly wanted that she would be a secretary in a well-known company or in a lawyer's office, but she was very clever. She went to films and adapted the film style of the ladies to the local ladies' audience. And so the ladies from the countryside came over with, for they wanted to have a good looking, even nobody was there to look at. Well, I worked with school in a different way, and the school worked with me in Norway. Of course, not so in grammar and mathematics. I confess this package remains a partly riddle for me. My brain is not made for abstract dimensions. But reading about Mandelbrot and the chaos theory, I learned this. A good order with a system in greater order is not possible. Even if different elements are quite clear. If you pack up clear moments and level it up to the next structure, you must find new means to handle this. And there was a famous speech from P.C. Snow in 1959 in Cambridge. He spoke about the difference between literature and nature, science. He said, if you make a new and intelligent sentence from a new book, you will be seen as intelligent. If you create a story about the third law of a mathematical problem, you will be seen as a specialist of life. You are only expected as expert, but not as part of the normal communication. This is for clear. So, when I was very young, I was bitten by an ape. I was with my mother, living alone in a small city. And there was a private zoo, and there was a little ape, and I, a little baby, or a little girl, I was a boy. And standing there with my little hands, and the ape came and bit me in this finger. Well, one day my mother detected that I was a technical idiot. I was useful to nothing, and this every day. So she made a very important gift and decision. She had a very fat ham from a pig and gave it to people who had a typewriter machine. And so I got, when I was 11 years in the year 46, marmalade on the broad, but a typewriter Continental for my own. The letter M was a little bit hard, and that's why I use the M till today a little bit more with expression. And so I invented a lot of titles with no a text behind, but in school one day we were free to write down a story, and I invented me as a new Robinson. It's not a great idea, but with a radio without any purpose. And there was on this island also a three tree. He offered in the same time apple, pears, and bananas, not to be seen in Germany at that time. And then I built up a raft and sailed away, and then a big storm came and the raft went down, and the last sentence was, I probably drowned. And the teacher found this interesting. I had to read it, and she said one sentence, perhaps you should try writing. So I wrote down this ape story with me and brought it to the newspaper, and they printed it, and I got 5 marks. But I was, from them, the boy with the ape. Let me see your thumb. So then, one day, and without any big success in school, I went into this office, press office, and said, I want to offer my service as an assistant managing local news. He knew me from this first story, and he said, well, leave the room. And then the hardest 5 seconds of my life appeared, said, and go over, and there is a market, and we want the exactly the prizes from beans and pies and eggs, and so we need 20 lines. And so I went over to the market, noticed everything, and later on in my records I wrote, studies in agriculture. And this was accepted. Then they offered a contract as freelancer. I was from school, I had no certification, I was alone on the street, with my mother, of course. But I have to add, we lived at that time with a cinema usher. He, the man who gave, is this right? Understand me, yeah. And he took me to the cinema. I was with my mother there, seeing the hair dressing. I was with this usher there, and I've seen about 20 new German films in the age from 8 to 12, not to be seen from any other child in Germany, very hard stuff. And then the American came, the usher the same, me the same. Then I saw all American films for the American troops in Germany, about 10 or 15 films, and then they went off, and the Belgian came, and the same films was fresh underlined in French speaking, I saw again. So I know everything about the part, no Czech film at the time. So they offered me a contract as a freelanced, get some money, and I said no. And this is important to say no, even if you get a good offer, but the right direction. I found myself underestimated, not in the quality, but in my lifetime planning. And the other newspaper offered me a contract as trainee, 3 years, so. But now a thing happened, impossible in every other country, I think in DDR or in Prague also. The editor or the publisher was a minister of justice in West Germany. And he didn't want me to engage because I had no maturita. And so I had a struggle with the minister about a little adventure. But the chief editor knew my writing and had some examples, and so the minister at least was convinced. So I'm standing here with the in the name of the minister, you know. This was quite an experience. I think in every other country you wouldn't even have tried to have a conversation. And well, then I worked there. I was during the night in the printing house. I had to do all these jobs combined with the last issues. I had to invent new titles and could even stop the machine, but only when the Pope was dead. Then during the that night, I went with a car with delivering the newspapers all over the country. It were the direct distance to my room where I lived at that time were 30 kilometers, but during this night we always had 200 kilometers. No seat, no belt. I laid on the papers and delivered these things and so on. And then they offered me later on, I will not declare every speed, to get a job as responsible for a special issue, including free car, expenses, night flat. And I said no. For me, this was a wrong direction. I said, please offer me a contract as a jumper. I knew that the journalist had a lot of holidays, 4 weeks in the time. And I said, well, I go a week before, I will learn what to do, the people business, and afterwards I stay another 8 days to order the papers new with the rubbish I've left. And then I lived in the boarding houses with a special sort of people. These were the agents who tried to sell magazines, big volume of lexica, of machines for women out of order the next day, and wearing gray shoes. Gray shoes, a symbol for tasteless, people with great hopes. And I learned a lot of communication. And this was for some time. And then I wrote two stories. One story was about a new street planned on the outskirts of the city. And I made an interview with the crows living in the trees nearby the street. And had a conversation. They were very angry because what their new empire to build up in a strange region, but I gave any information about what was really planned. The other day, the chief of distribution asked me whether we had abnormals with wings now. Then I made a story about Einstein's theory, with this perception. Why a little girl goes to school in time of 5 minutes, for what way, and the same way back 45 minutes. What's there? This is another way. And I studied how the girl moved through the city, and I tried to look at the city through these eyes with this little girl. And this was reprinted in another newspaper in Cologne, near VDR, near WDR. This was good news. And later on, and I spare all these stations, I first had a good time in a little town. We were a young group of photographers, of people who made jazz, artists. And after 2 years, we said goodbye to each other and said, well, perhaps we meet again. And I had a friend, he stayed in polio. He had a very follow-up. He was not this elegant person, but we were friends and he was very good. And he developed my photographs for the newspaper on Sunday, so that could they print it on Monday. This was a quick step. And working in Cologne, one day I moved along the street and suddenly I ran in my friend I have not seen 6 years. And he had a birthday on this day and we had our little things in a nice coffee room. And by the way, he said, while we spoke about what passed, I said, what you're doing? I said, I'm with newspaper, you know. And he said, I'm with television. Oh, said, with television, but I didn't see you. And he said, well, I do the graphics according to his job as photographer and so on. So on, he made the finish for us for the films, you know. And then he said, they are looking someone for the children's program. I said, idiot, stupid, don't insult me. I'm the coming world reports man. Have you read my reportage about the last fields and so on? And we said nothing and I went home. 2 days later, WDR called me. They had learned about my name, whether I were interested to have a little talk, conversation about the possibility to work with them. Well, I was reluctant and I didn't even play, but I meant it. I said, I'm not interested to develop pedagogic ideas and to give explanation to the things I think. But I went there, there was a clever lady, and we spoke a lot about culture or films, and I was very informed about films, you know. I was grown up. I knew very well books and things about Europe, and from Hemingway up to Hajek and Čapek and Rabal, and this was not strange names. And then I said two keywords, asking after my possible ideas about children's program. I said, well, storytelling and information. I was the first out of three people who managed these words. The other had always learned afterwards, had developed ideas of pedagogic systems to be found with entertainment and with good results and research before and research afterwards, and to build up real, not school TV, but even better. And I think the right answer till today is information and story, nothing else. So I started, and I had another idea, which I found very necessary, and ask why we had a certain success in our television for children. I thought about deconstruction of adults scheme. There was the daily songs, you know, and for adults, and in radio they made even a chart for children singing not old songs but singing Schlager of the everyday kitchen of every Bügelfrau and Bügelman, sorry, woke. And I said, well, we must deal with this sort of music for children, but how? I said, we will make a program where never a song will be sung, they only try. Mm-hmm. And we made the Hase Caesar, it was a good puppet, and I made him in a sound studio with an old desk, sound desk. He was playing and he was preparing a plan for the tonnage, and the tonnage made everything correct, but he dictated everything wrong. And so well-known stars came into this program and wanted to sing the song, but they didn't succeed. People loved it, but why? Because they knew these songs. They knew these songs because it was nearly a gag and a surprise and a move into a well-known world with a special entertaining accent for children. We had a lot of adults in this sort of programs, and this as a recipe, I took over many other sort of program, not always with success, but I said, well, for children books, the best reception is the realization, but we can't do a realization, so we invented the bookworm, here, not to invent, but we took him, who found the interesting scenes very boring often because his humor was different from the entertainer, and so on. This was a new move through books with scenes really produced, like big program, high investment, decoration, and so on. This was good program, but then I wanted to go to Venice. There was a children's festival, and I met in this Venice Otto Hoffmann. Otto Hoffmann, regarding his golden lion on the desk with the film Clown Ferdinand die Rakete, while we spoke about the item, I admired this film, the music, Ilin, everything was fantastic. But I learned a lot of this film about structure in television and in film. Do you know why this film is existing? Have you any information? I don't know. I tell you. Pollack, Jindrich Pollack, produced Ikari. Ikari was a science fiction film with a great decoration. And this decoration was in the studio. And so Ota phoned Ota and said, well, we have a very high and good decoration. Write a book on this decoration. And in between 14 days, Ota Hoffmann invented this story with the background of Clown Ferdinand as a real person who existed or had a special sort of humor could be used, and some scenes outside and good music. And when we presented this film in Germany, I learned in the newspaper, well, these Czech were clever people. They built great decoration for children, and look what you're doing with your poor mobiliar in the studio. Well, in general, I agreed. Then taking the idea to use the decoration of adults is as important and valuable as to build it up yourself. It's intelligent. And so I fall in love with these people in theory, and Ota and me we are good friends in this short time. He made his tie with Needles Napoli, not to wear again. And when we met in Prague, I brought him a new tie. But this was 3 years later. By chance, I was invited with a German delegation to be presented Czech animation and production of TV. And the evening was an invitation in Janáček, Schlaue Füchslein, into the National Theater, but not for me. I had a date with Hoffmann and Pollack in the Russian Club, and they presented me the pilot of Pantau. This first Pantau spielt Klavier. And I was enthusiastic about the techniques, 35 millimeter. I come from the world of 60 millimeters and even lower, nothing. And the actors, interesting. But there was a big mistake, because it was a production Carlo Ponti wanted to produce. And the directors and writers thought about Western impression. But Western impression seen with Eastern eyes doesn't work, in my opinion. Yeah. And so I said, well, we can't pay this production going to international cities like Rio de Janeiro, Moscow, and of course Paris, mm-hmm. Just to produce a new sort of Fantomas. This was the idea. Mm-hmm. Of Carlo Ponti, better known as Sophia Loren. And I think the idea was not wrong in international scene, but the stories were wrong. I said, well, we won't do it. If you want to go to the city, please try to run 100 meters below 10 seconds. You then can go with your sports equipment over there. But write it down for everyday situation in Prague or in Bohemia, Moravia included. And so that's it. You must see, I was a poor man at that time. I had no budget for this. But I thought I can pay the scripts. And then, stories came out. And I found some freelance people, company, to give money. But this created great difficulties afterwards. That's me, I'm not here. WDR gave me new money, made me to a millionaire. This was absolutely impossible nowadays. At that time, it was a build-up situation. And so we produced these films. But during the first shooting, and I have to tell a story before, 1 million got lost because there was a company, Beta Film in Munich. They had a co-production with Giri Weiss with a film I called the Lark on a Wire, roughly translated. And the Czechs didn't finish the film because of ideological backgrounds. And so the company took the million out of my product. This was just another film. I knew nothing about it. I was there for one day with another without a million. Well, but a little station in Germany, Saarländischer Rundfunk, the smallest one, decided not to produce an evening entertainment show for the adults and gave the million into Pantau. This was a quite unexpected and real troubleshooting moment, you understand. Mm-hmm. So we produced this, and I made another decision, which was criticized in Germany, because I refused to invest German actors. I said German actors of the second row, perhaps, won't fit into this story. They are not convincing enough to build up everyday characters, and let alone we do other things with these people. So this was really a new experience. And in Czechoslovakia at that time, of course, these actors had another position. They were people not seen for a long time on screen because they were not allowed to audience. I've never had nothing to declare about this. And in Germany, you only saw the skills of the actors and the story, of course. But you know, we started in 65 with many difficulties, but not great conflicts. The books were ready. We wanted to beginning the shooting in August 68, but we forgot the contract with the Russian army. And so the Russian came 2 months ago, Jindrich Pollack, who was cameraman in Budapest during these troubled days they had in 56, said, well, we will run into a Budapest situation here in Prague. It's very clear. I said, well, believe it, you know, Putin is very intelligent and, oh, wrong name, sorry. but then the Russian came, and I had 3 years of work, of investment, had gone. Yeah. I went with my family in a sad autumn, and got a telegram, the program is open, we started with shooting, and we are waiting you in September. I got a visa 4 weeks after Russian. I walked over the Wenceslas Plaza. Mm-hmm. It was really unbelievable, I found. But the time were gloomy then. I met my editor's colleague, Wolf, on the street. He looked around and said, be cautious, because every man in Telexport or Filmexport is in his agent on the way. And I had even a visit from the German Abwehr MID, means the secret service of the army, because some people from Prague with bad image used me as a address for doing other things in Germany, and so they wanted to hear from me, and so I was involved in this sort of things. And another accession was that when I came into my hotel late in the evening, my baggage was standing in the floor, or in the lobby, alone. And I said, well, is this my luggage? Yeah. Well, I said, I have a booking for two other nights. Well, we must tell you, we have a delegation, unfortunately, we can't. And I said, well, I will not go out of this hotel without a room. And where's the director? The director was not there. And then at least after 1 hour, I said, well, we can offer the room for the washing clothes, for the bedwäsche, you know. And so I slept on a camping thing. The windows didn't close up. It was November. On my head was the telephone direction, and the delegation telephones all the night, you see. I don't know with whom. Always in my head, behind my head, clack, boom. At 4 o'clock in the morning, they said, well, you have to get now off because the ladies need the new things for the rooms. I said, they should come later. I tell you the end of the story. Without being washed, without being good move, without being in good temper, I went on the stairs and met Jan Werich. Mm-hmm. And we together had a champagne breakfast in the suite in the same hotel where I spent these nights. Because this was just contracts you never had seen before. Then I saw these films from Wolicek Mazurek. And, I said, in my discussion with Telexport, these people are very good. Did you never think about a TV program? I said, well, no. We need them in the cinema because we have so not too much to laugh in socialism. We must have this entertainment in cinema. This is a true sentence. You can't touch them. But I made an appointment with them in the hotel we passed yesterday evening. And I said, well, move these ideas you have mixed up in your movies for a TV series, like everyday situation with fairy tales, with jokes, with gags, with storytelling in a new wave. And they did this. And you must know, Mazurek was a very difficult man. It was not possible to get a script from him. You have to seal it, because he made every day a new version, about six versions, and I wouldn't say the sixth was even better than the first one. But I have to read these things all, and it's on my own. And on my just a short interlude, the translator of these scripts was Josef Feigl. You know the word klaxon? Do you know what this means, klaxon? Okay, I didn't know at that time. He spoke of this old German, but he had a number on his arm. He lived through the KZ, and so did the interpreter, a girl with whom I spent very many evenings in regarding new films. History was very near at that time. We're speaking about the 60s, the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s. Well, then I took the script from Mazurek and went to Telexport, said, we read this script. Impossible, where did you get it? Why, we want to go in this direction. I said, well, I got it for about 30 Camparis order and 1,000 marks as a budget for developing the scripts, and I paid this, but I tell you, if you do it, it will reduce from the bill. And they give it over and they took it. And so Arabella was produced in this way. And so I catched also some films like Aschenbrödel,
Popelka,
and other things. And with the critic, this was another way. In 65, I saw the first film of the critic, and I said, well, the other films we buy by blind all the years. And then I have to develop a special program for smaller children in Germany. This was a program with the mouse, perhaps you have heard about it. It's the longest running German children program. It's a combination of my journalistic approach to children. We made a countdown for, let's say, everyday things used and known by everybody, but you don't know where they come from and how they be built up. And this was a story of the things, Sachgeschichten. And then Laufgeschichten, little stories, sports without speech. And I invited Miller to Cologne to develop for the special programs 12 short critic. And he produced it, and the Czech said, well, 5 minutes, what should we do with this in the cinema? He said, combine three and call it the critic show. Oh, great idea. I said, no, don't think me, think Walt Disney. He made this with the mouse since 50 years. And I regret a little bit that in our days, this great past, this great magic inventions made on a professional industrial base are not developed further on. It's ununderstandable. Well, I have to say, the Miller made 3 or 4 testaments, so the family is not clear how to produce it. The same with Pantau. Pantau was only used in the surface, the last remake. It was not a remake of, it was a wrong make of Pantau, just to say, because they only saw the surface. They didn't see the impact of the story, because Pantau didn't fulfill wishes. He had a conversation about the legs in everyday situation. And this was a movement of, I would say, daily information about the social situation in the country, and so it was used. Later on, we produced then Luzi. We produced these things with Tintenfischer,
Hobotnice,
Nastevnici, and everything of this type. And with the Flying Ferdinand.
Litajci Čestmír.
And, well, always a little bit of the great ideas of the old film thinking translated into television. And in Germany, I got difficulties after Pantau, because the head of the TV play said, well, TV play, this is my job. You produce children program. I said, what's the difference? And I said, well, waiting for new scripts from the deputy of the storytelling for children is not the right job for me. We have to develop this, and this is the question up to today, how to run over and to bring us in presence.
Sollen wir eine kurze Pause machen?
The last years, I would speak about children's program, were a little bit difficult. Because if you are good in children's program, some people say, well, he's good there, perhaps he can also produce real things for the audience. And this is an everlasting question. The children will be, in my opinion, used in the wrong way and really used. Well, I don't love children in general. I would even say children are not our future. Children are our present. And you know W.C. Fields, what he said about children. A man who hates children cannot be this bad. And when I was in parties, that oh, you producing children, were wonderful, you love children. No, I said it's difficult not to hate them. And my opinion was, I can only love a person, a group of every kind, students exception, is a terrible pressure group. Because it develops its own laws, it owns interest, it owns reputation in between. And so this was a real new idea, and I said, I'm interested in children's program. I produce it for adults that children not go away. This is my bottom line. And the bottom line means that children today are seen as a product of modern technology, of animation industry, and of education in new formats. But they are not members and parts of a storytelling local or nation background in finding not their way in society, but their way in fantasy. In living through different existences, in marching into risks. And a new title for today would for me be, could we deliver this in this matter? Können wir das überhaupt senden in Deutsch? Mm-hmm. Vielleicht übersetzen wir es mal.
Müssen wir das wysílat?
Can we put it into the program?
Yeah, this is title, because the provocation.
Yeah.
Okay, there must be a program behind it. But I, and this was a background, I worked as a journalist. I had to find quick title. I had to find special approaches and little lies. And tricks, of course. So this means I never allowed our press office to bring a word to the audience without my approval. I developed very quick, because I'm quick under pressure and I'm lazy in every other situation. And this is the truth, because I really, my brain works better and if I have to express in a short time. So this means I had a new structure in information according to the things I planned for production and had in repeat. I said, when our program, a new program, the second best program ever. Not the best one. The second best programmer. Oh, what was the best? and what is the third. So yeah, I used, I underlined this with invention, with gags, with tricks. Or if your Mrs. Poem is not this, you shouldn't be ashamed, it will be repeated in next year. It was before Netflix. And so on. I had a correspondence with some journalists, with some people. And I tell you just a story. Rupert Neudeck was a German name from a man. He was a journalist too. He invented the rescue of the boat people for Vietnam after the war in there. And we were not really friends, but he has written once about my program. When he came back in the morning, just in my office, said, well, what have you in your no planning, and sit down in the chair and slept. And slept 2 hours with me, and I knew that he would sleep, and he knew too. We were in this way friends. You mean this was a really a understanding without words? And so I had a certain reflected fame in this children program. And the greatest difficulty, my greatest enttäuschung, disappointments, was with England, because I really am addicted to the BBC and to Scandinavian Länders from a long time on. I went there with Pantau, I went there with Lucy, I was in England, I was in Scandinavia, and you have to know, informed how to use synchronization, because 90% of the world speaks English, even the air traffic, traffic on sea, everything is English, let alone the English songs, and so on. Why television in English? Well, we have we produce enough. And we also invested a proper English dubbing just to offer it on the market. But these people were not interested in the old culture of the continent. It was a sort of early Brexit. They were Anglo-Saxon, and I don't mention this as a disadvantage for them. You know everything. And in Scandinavia, it was even worse. The Scandinavian had a strong educational meta. They even were angry today with Pippi Langstrumpf. They don't show Pippi Langstrumpf, because they had seen that in the thumb, the blood pressure was higher when they had seen Pippi Langstrumpf. This is a real story. They packed it and worked in this other way. So at least I was in the board of developing the children's channel in Germany. And my real great question is the misunderstanding of the program idea. When you are in charge with great money compared with other things, with many empty places, you have the duty to develop new things as publisher. Not seen before, even risky things, to discuss it with the society. Not in educational things, but about, well, aesthetics, about content, about new, perhaps even wrong ideas, risk. Risk is a daily news for a new contact with the audience. If you go back to the old quality, this is a rotten quality. In my opinion, the personal development should invest in not only use dramaturgy with the old things, but to work on a new base of developing with new people. I don't know what's your expectation for future. Perhaps I may hear from you, you want to be writer, or you are in the production field, or you want directors, but please feel free to answer. You know what you will be doing in 5 years from now?
I think that I want to write some research, and I want to research in the film industry and also in art history.
Pardon?
In art history, more like in a combination of both. Yeah, and I want to write some articles in this sense.
And, well, I think the I would say 11 colleagues of mine producing children's program in other stations have been doctores. Seven people have been doctores and never had contact with reality. They was in school, they studied, and they never was confronted with a lady. This is a little true story. Came into my publishing office, and she ran against me with a parapluie because I made a wrong title. Her husband has a little accident, and he was in a pond in the water, and I titled Capitaine sur See, Captain on Sea. And she came in and said, who has written this? And she came there and I ran around. Well, this was just a contract, but I mean, many other things. You must go through reality and not remember reality as a strange accommodation outside of your professional interest. This is what I learned, and you have to find short ways to the audience and to catch the attention with your own personality and with your own language. The first thing I had to do when I came to television, there came a lady and said, these are 18 dialogue books bought from Mary Field. Mary Field was an English producer during the 40s, and she produced these films just for entertain children in the safe Saturday mornings without German raids on the sky. Mm-hmm. And I had to find, I had 10 days. Do we have time? Or
we can have a break if you want.
Yeah, okay. But I finished this sentence. And I had to, at 10 days' time, to find the titles for these 18 films. I was ready the same day because this was an easy job. Mm-hmm. Calamity the Cow was one title. My German title was Unsinn mit Hörnern, Nonsense with Horns.
Okay.
And so this was an easy job. But you must quicken language, know your weak positions, and it's very good in this moment to break down everything, that the attention walk around from the screen to the things you do. And this means you must have a pattern in professional structure, in communication structure, and in yourself.
Mm.
Just a little pause.
Okay. 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
So 10 minutes break.